Okay, so what else? Yes, I'll tell a little story about Portugal, maybe. Like, I grew up in Portugal. When I was growing up, both my parents worked, so they they weren't able to take care of me and my brother like when we were very small, and I think they used to drop me to this like creche or something like that, but for whatever reason that didn't work out or there's something like that. I don't think it was my fault. It might have been my fault. I don't think it was my fault, but because they both worked and they also needed somebody to like look after the house as well because they just needed help. They got like this maid. They got a maid called Eugenia. This lovely lady called Eugenia Coelho. Fantastic, like rambunctious, like loud, crazy, like Portuguese woman. Like she's about like this tall. I don't know. She's like, I don't know. I think that tall. She's lovely, like really, really warm, like kind lady. Until you get her into a car, I tell you, like she's the most sweet, wonderful lady. But as soon as she gets into a car, she's like, "Hey, what are you doing? Come on!" And I'm just like screaming at people across the road. And it's like, God, it's such a like Jekyll and Hyde situation. But Eugenia, I remember she was like such an interesting person because she's genuinely very, very lovely and very, very caring. Like she especially to me, like she always she treated me like her own child, basically. And you know, because my parents were working most of the time, she was my I always called her Mãe Dois, like mother number two. Like she was the Portuguese mother. I grew up speaking, like because she was taking care of us, like I spoke Portuguese before I could speak English because like I was around her all the time instead of I grew up speaking Portuguese and it's interesting because like my brother had more time with my mother and like she was trying to get him to speak French, so like he spoke French and Portuguese, I think, and like a bit of English. Like he's 5 years older than me, so like he spoke like bits of English, bit of Portuguese and a bit of French. So like the language in common between me and my brother was Portuguese originally, like when we were very young. Now he hates it when I speak Portuguese, like just probably because like I don't know, he finds it irritating. I don't know, he finds a lot of stuff I do irritating for some reason, but maybe I'm just an irritating person. I grew up speaking Portuguese because I had this lady Eugenia taking care of me, and she had this just real kind of kindness about her. There's this odd like just genuine care for other people that she seemed to have, and she's very quite religious, but very irreverent at the same time. Like she was very she suited my dad down to the ground. Like he absolutely adored her just because like she was so inappropriate all the time. It's like she was just like she was constantly just like laughing and making, she loved sex jokes. She was mad into just making sex jokes all the time. She loved like wine and food and all this kind of stuff. Like I remember in Portugal, because in Spain, like I don't know how much whether it still is around, but like you know the siesta thing where like halfway through the day they're like there's the like sleep period and then afterwards you like have a little bit of food and then you get the, but like in Portugal like maybe a child would have sexta, like we just call it sexta, like a child would have sexta maybe, but like most adults wouldn't have that, but of course like in true Portuguese fashion they wouldn't have the sleep, but they'd still have the food afterwards, of course. So like there's something, you just have lunch is kind of like the afternoon meal or the evening meal generally, I think like around maybe 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock or something like that, like probably like directly after finishing work, like you'll have your lunch. But like I remember like she used to make chorizo asada, which is like, it's, you know, like chorizo, like that kind of like the sausage, the Spanish sausage, but like she got it from a friend who like made it at home, and like she'd get like freshly baked bread, and she'd have like this proper little grill thing, and she like put like alcohol in it, and then just light that on fire, and like toast, like the way you do it is that you have the alcohol lit on fire, and you kind of, and basically you just like cook the sausage over the fire. Literally, we do this in the kitchen with a fork and just like have the thing and like cook it, and then like you've got the like really fresh bread, like soft, still warm kind of bread, and then you put the sausage onto the bread, you squish it down, smush it as much as you can, like try and like really crush it up, and then you put it back over the fire and you just do that until like the bread is full of this like red fat, and it's just this gorgeous, this is like soaked through with this fantastic, sorry, like you're, are you vegetarian again? Yeah, vegan, even better. So sorry about this, but like for me, this was heaven when I was a kid. Now like you've got this fantastic like bread soaked through with this wonderful fat and like this like crusty, crunchy, like bits of sausage, and it's like fantastic. And like she used to make this other thing called fatillas. Fatillas are kind of like, it's kind of like French toast basically, but almost like worse somehow. But like I think it was like, because she'd also like coat it like afterward, like after like frying the bread, like the, like she'd like make a like egg mix, and I think she'd put like a little bit of vanilla extract in there as well, and like then she'd like put the bread in it and like fry it, but then afterward she'd like cover it in brown sugar. Like this is like the most ridiculous, and then but like the stuff would be like dripping and like moist, and I mean it was so tasty, but my God, like I don't know how I wasn't fat as a kid. Like I mean, I kind of was. I was a little chubby, but like I wasn't like obese, but I should like I should have been. The amount of like, because she was like mad. Like, she'd go like, all right, you're gonna finish all that, yeah, and just go like, this is bigger than me. There is more food here than there is matter in my entire body. And she'd go like, okay, and then like I'd go like, okay, I'm full, and she's like, no, you're not. Go on, have another bit. She'd be like, come on, you can have a bit more for me. Have a bit more. So like, I am dying, but so tasty, but I can't do more. Is this what, like, she's fantastic. She used to always tell these like ridiculous anecdotes, like in Portuguese they're called anecdotes, like they're like just like funny stories, like just a little things, like she'd tell like all these jokes, like, but they're always like sexual, and it was so I found them hilarious. My brother finds them embarrassing, but like I find them hilarious just because like she doesn't mean anything by it, she just finds it funny. Like there's this one, there's this young boy who is raised by his grandparents. I think like his either his parents couldn't take care of him, or there's something went wrong, so he was raised by his grandparents and all that kind of thing, and or by his grandmother, and he grew up with her, and you know, it's a thing, but like she wasn't a particularly nice person. She was very cold, very kind of very critical, very the thing, and so like, you know, he really couldn't wait to get out of the house, really couldn't wait to get out of there, but eventually she passed away. And so he, not really caring that much, he went like, oh, okay, how am I going to get to the funeral? He was like, okay, I'll just get an old bike. So like he got like a second, like a really old bike out of the shed or whatever kind of thing, and like cleaned it up a little bit. It was quite rusty, and he like rode the bike to the funeral, and it actually ran surprisingly well. He was like, okay, this is gonna be nice, and he's like, but then like it looked like it was gonna start raining later, so he's like, okay, well, I better get home after this really quick. Like luckily the bike is in good condition, and then he goes to the funeral, that kind of thing. He's very like, yes, hello, hello, and that kind of thing, like very regal, like very straight faced. He's, you know, really he didn't care for her that much. But then after the funeral he goes out and he, the bike's gone. It's been stolen. The bike's been stolen. And like he starts thinking about like, oh God, how am I gonna get home before it starts raining? And like this is ages away. Like there's no way that I'm gonna get home like in time. I'm gonna have to like sleep on the street and all this kind of thing. And he's just thinking like, oh God, like I'm gonna have to like, I'm not gonna get there in time to cook dinner and all this kind of thing. And he was just like, and he was just getting really worked up about this. And he started crying because he was like, oh God, how am I gonna get home? Like he was just really frustrated. So he started crying. And then people coming out of the funeral, they saw him and they thought, you know, they saw him crying, and they're like, oh God, okay. So they're coming over, comforting him, and going like, hey, you know, talking about his grandmother. They're like, look, it's, you know, she was old, you know, this happens, you know, like I'm afraid. And like he says like, I know she was old, but like, I mean, she was a smooth ride at least. So that was one of her favorites. What else? Yeah, no, like Eugenia was very funny. Like, But she's really cool. Like you know, because like she stayed around working for quite a while. Like even after me and my brother left, like she still like helped around the house and stuff like that, and they paid her. But like eventually she went to a different job, or recently enough, she went to a different job because it had better benefits and things like that. But then like I met, like, you know, I still try and keep in contact with her. Like I'd send her messages, send her happy birthday, all that kind of thing. And then I met her during the summer to go and just have lunch, you know, because like we always went out for lunch to places and stuff like that. So like we went to this one place and we actually had like a big talk, and it was really nice because like at one stage, like I was telling her like a big thing for like mental health. It was like I was trying to like tell more people that I was like, yeah, I had kind of a weird place. I was in a weird place, had a weird time, all that kind of thing. Mental health wise, and I was explaining this to her, and like, and she, like, it was crazy because like this lady, like I think my dad kind of is closer to like my understanding of her, but like for example my mother, like she loves Eugenia, but you know, she looks at her as kind of like a, you know, like not the most complex person. She seems like just a regular kind of just like life loving person, but like not like super deep. But like this lady, Eugenia, she's like looking at me, she's like, yeah, well, you know, like I remember like seeing you as a kid, like I could kind of tell there was something, like as you were growing up, I could kind of tell there was something. And I never wanted to approach you about that because that's your journey and all that. And she was like going on about all this stuff that had never been said to me before. And she was just like, you know, because like, you know, that's your journey and that's something that you have to learn and all this kind of thing. And it's, but I could tell that there was always like something that was kind of holding back, some sort of kind of disconnect and all the kind of thing that going on. I was like, what? This is like this entire time, like you, she understood me like almost better than I understood myself this entire time. And here my parents or my mother and my brother and all these people like thinking that she's like just a really kind of simple person, but she's like this entire time she completely understood like what was going like me. And she's like, and we even like had like then we went on to like talk about politics, and we had these deep discussions about politics and the human race and the society and all this kind of stuff. And it's mad, like from this like really kind of humble, like kind of rambunctious like Portuguese lady who seems really old-fashioned, like very religious and all this kind of stuff in so many ways, like at the same time she's just very brilliant and very, very smart. She's like a mafia boss, like sometimes when she walks into these restaurants and she's like, you know, they go like, oh, Eugenia was up there. She's like, hey, what's going on? She's like, she'll just like shout across the restaurant, like, you know, go like, hey, what's up, you old bastard? Go. And then she'll go like, okay, I want this table. And they're like, oh, well, what, this one's free. And she's like, no, I'm taking this one. And she'll just go and like, can't you give me like a better seat? Come on. And she'll sit down and go a redditio place, or a place where like they bring food to your table and you just like pick what you want. She'll go like she'll grab something and go like, are you trying to starve me to death? What's going on here? Come on, lads. Like, just like, come on, bring me the food. Come on. She's like this fantastic, like she's in control, and no matter what situation she's in, it's really, really incredible. Anyway.